How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Frederick von Mieris with a discourse on the laws of manifestation, or materialization. One way in which all souls can find the joy, peace, and prosperity that they so desperately seek is through the law of manifestation. The law of manifestation is the law and an understanding upon which the entire universe of name and form is built. It is simply a recognition of the power of the divinity within you and an acceptance of that divine glory that manifests within you as yourself. The first principle of life in all of creation is the self-conscious awareness of the I Am Presence. Oftentimes, we ask people their names, and they will tell us that their name is such and such. And by so doing, they will say, I am Bill, or I am John, or I am Sarah. Meaning that before they mention their name, they always preface it with the statement, I am. Thus, we begin to see and realize that the I Presence is the source of all life and power in this universe. The I Am Presence is the foundation of our existence. Now, many people think that because there are so many bodies or souls manifesting upon this planet Earth with their self-conscious life, that there are many I Am Presences. But in reality, there is only one I Am Presence, which has become individualized in countless names and forms. And upon recognition of this I Am Presence, we realize that the self of us is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Thus, the first step to understanding the laws of manifestation and how to bring the perfection of the divine world into your personal existence is to attune your consciousness to this mighty I Am Presence, the over-self. For this reason, meditation is very important. You must meditate upon the statement, I am that I am. Or meditate upon the concept of the very life force that flows through your veins and through your nervous system, that keeps your body alive, that causes your heart to beat, your mind to think, and your blood to flow. For verily, it is the presence of this mighty I Am within you that gives you a physical form at all. And were it not for this individualized focus of God, the I Am Presence, you could not exist in a body. But a body is necessary in order that the one universal consciousness may become individualized and express itself at a point in the universe, and thus we have our bodies. Through each and every one of us, the I Am Presence manifests itself. But for many people, because their consciousness is so dim, and they have turned their backs upon the source of their being, the I Am Presence becomes qualified with discordant, negative thought vibrations. The expressions that these people allow into the outer sphere, the outer life, are negative and discordant, and thus they suffer the consequences of lack. If you live in a consciousness of lack, then your outer world and experiences will express that lack in all that you do. And in all that you perceive, the great law of the universe, and the only law that is necessary to understand when we speak of the laws of prosperity, is that whatsoever you hold in your consciousness, in your thought field as being true, will manifest in your outer world, in your affairs. For your thoughts create your conditions. Change your thoughts and you change your conditions. It is the very life force, the I Am Presence, that gives life to all forms of thought, which you experience within yourself, and when you are able to consciously direct the way you think and consciously direct the patterns of thought that you create within your mind, you will be able to consciously direct the forms and expressions in your physical world. And then you will become as a child of God. You will leave the plane of effect behind and enter into the realm of causes, because from this point of view, you will be causing your future to manifest for you. The laws of visualization and power of visualization have a great deal to do with your ability to manifest prosperity and good things in your life. But first, you must recognize who it is that enables you to experience or to visualize anything, and that is the mighty I Am Presence of you, God in action. You must realize that the I Am of you, your soul, your consciousness, is the perfection of your being. It is the full activity of God. And as is given by the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Hilarion, Kuthumi, and the great yogis, Paramahansa Yogananda, Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, Lord Krishna, Lord Jesus, Lord Buddha, who have gone on to achieve the perfect self-realization. As long as we are living in this manifested world, we must become conscious of the presence of this I Am within us and enable it to come into our lives by inviting it in and by accepting its presence. And this is why Lord Jesus said, "Lo, I stand at the door and knock. But open the door, and I will enter in and be with you and sup with you." Which means that the I Am presence is your higher consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the reality of your being, causing your mind to think, your heart to beat, your blood to flow. The I Am courses through the blood in your veins and nourishes your body and nourishes every cell and runs along the nervous system to give you the sensory perceptions in life. This is the presence of the I Am in its perfect state, and it dwells within you as your higher self. Because you have turned your back upon it, you are no longer conscious of its full activity within your being. But as you begin to meditate deeply upon the source of your being, upon the I Am, you will begin to reawaken into the divine consciousness and ascend the ladder of spiritual awareness until you finally feel the power of this great being within you, who it is and what it is, and then you will know that you are a son and a daughter of God. If you observe nature, we realize that nature expresses itself in divine harmony and perfection whenever it is left alone to do so. Before mankind came to this planet, and as the planet settled down after the period of chaos, that is, while the planet cooled from a gaseous to a liquid to a solid state, and the life force began to express itself, God began to express himself here, coming forth as the plants, as the minerals, as the gemstones, as the animals, etc. Life had a specific plan through the laws of nature and manifested in divine harmony and beauty. Through the immutable laws of nature, which are God's will in action. In the material world, decay and dissolution are necessary so that all forms may be disintegrated and new forms may take their place in order that a greater expression of beauty may manifest. Thus, if we observe nature and leave it to itself, nature will manifest perfect things for itself, because that is the will of the universe. It is the will of the Creator. It is only when the souls turn their backs upon the I Am presence and begin to act out of harmony with that divine consciousness that they create the conditions of discord and degeneration which manifest in their lives as suffering and pain and sorrow. Such conditions exist only because the souls have forgotten about the true source of their being, which will naturally manifest all perfect things for them. It is the destiny of our souls to control our outer mind, to control our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, that they may become the perfect mode of expression for the higher self. This is why we have a conscience. Our conscience is the voice of our higher self telling us how to manifest our perfection. When this perfection can express itself as it wants to, we will be living once again in divine harmony, in the divine state of consciousness. If we will but turn to the I Am presence within, we will recognize that this life flowing into our bodies and keeping us alive is perfect in its own unqualified state. It is only when we take this energy and qualify it with thoughts of imperfection, thoughts of lack, thoughts of separateness, and of jealousy, that we suffer. The I Am presence in and of itself is perfect. Thus, we must learn to commune with the I Am presence within ourselves and not create discord. But we, being creatures of free will and self-controlled destiny, have the free will to qualify this divine energy in any way that we see fit. And thus, if we live out of harmony with the divine presence, with the divine principle, then of course these thoughts that we qualify with discord, with jealousy, with anger, with hate, with revenge, will manifest outwardly in our affairs, as they do in the affairs of persons, tongues, and nations and races. That is why there is so much suffering and discord upon this planet Earth, for mankind actually believes that it is separate from God. And because mankind believes that it is separate from the universal source or force, which is the law of one, as we have described previously, the concept of lack, of duality, of weakness, of fear, of jealousy, of hatred and revenge steps in. The law of love is the law of oneness. For that one force that we worship as God lives equally in all creatures and is omnipresent. And thus we must recognize ourselves in all creatures, because we cannot recognize without what we are not within, as is proven by modern physics, unless we could vibrate to the exact octave or frequency of vibration of that which we are perceiving. This is the law of one. Where there is one, there can be no fear, because we are not to fear ourselves. It is only when we live in the delusion of separateness and duality that there is fear, and that there is a concept of lack. All sense of lack occurs because we have separated ourselves in our consciousness from the universal source of our being, which is God, which is the mighty I Am Presence. It is our ignorance of the illusion of this world that causes doubt, for we become lost in all the endless worlds of names and forms. We see the houses of birds in the trees, or we see some person who has a good job and makes $150,000 or $500,000 a year, while we have a job in which we can only make $15,000 a year. And thus we proceed to feel angry because we think that the person outside of ourselves has more than we do. But that is because we do not recognize that the forces which create this material world originate in the I Am Presence, which is God. And if we attune ourselves to this I Am Presence, we will feel that the lack within ourselves is filled up. We will feel the void filled with the peace of the Lord. This does not mean that every person who is making $15,000 a year will, by worshiping God, be able to make $150,000 or $500,000 a year. This is not the goal. For when you have achieved oneness with your I Am Presence, you will no longer seek for the pleasure of the outer things, but you will realize that all things are given to you in order that you may serve the light and serve the truth in such a way that you can work with what you have. You will realize that there are only temporary keepers of the treasures, and that we are only temporary keepers of the treasures, therefore. Whatever God gives us to use is our pleasure and our joy, but our true pleasure and our true joy is the light of God within ourselves, the force that animates everything. Everything in the physical world is created out of light, out of vibration. And when we as individuals can tune our minds into the source of all cosmic light and cosmic vibration, then we can overcome the delusion of duality, of good and bad, true and false, ugly and beautiful, which are merely reflected pictures of the ineffable, which we for convenience sake call God, and can become satisfied within ourselves in that full light, which is the Holy Ghost. When we speak of the laws of manifestation, the divine harmony, we do not want to mislead you into believing that you can make yourself millionaires overnight by understanding these principles, for that is not the will of God. It is the will of God that we serve joyously wherever we are in order that we can help the people whom we are destined to help. And that is why many yogis who achieve self-realization do not automatically manifest great opulence in their physical world, while others do. But they certainly manifest perfect harmony and bliss in their world. And that is the state to be achieved. The greatest manifestation of all is the manifestation of the divine consciousness of flowing through our veins and of the heightened state of awareness of the I Am Presence. We must realize that the greatest manifestation, once again, is to understand the cosmic light, the cosmic life that creates all names and forms. When we can experience this cosmic life, we will automatically move into a full dominion over the cosmic light and will be able to manifest whatever we have to manifest in order to accomplish the divine will. Because then we will only live in harmony with the divine principle in which there is no concept of separateness or selfishness. Realize that God controls everything and owns everything. Yet he does not seek anything, because he is everything. Therefore, when we recognize the fullness of God within ourselves, we too will no longer be interested in owning the material world, but will certainly be satisfied with all that we have. As Lord Buddha said, every moment you are biologically changing and changing psychologically, and you can't possess one moment. Therefore, you cannot even possess yourself. And this was Lord Jesus' meaning when he said to the rich man who asked what he must do to follow the Lord and to achieve self-realization, he said, give up all that thou hast to the poor and come and renounce everything and follow me. And the rich man was not able to do that. So therefore you must renounce your consciousness of the mammon, because you cannot serve two masters. And the true law of manifestation is to understand the one light within yourself. Then whatever you need will manifest for you. Furthermore, you will be able to glorify the Father and the Son by applying this principle of visualization and crystallization of your thoughts into the material plane, and thus create a greater sense of harmony for yourself. And the first thing that we must always seek is God. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things shall be added unto you. And then whatever material pleasures we desire shall come to us, almost by magic. We can also understand the laws of manifestation so that in our daily activity we are able to act in such a way that we can create what we need and live comfortably in this world. In order to understand these principles, ladies and gentlemen, we must realize that our thoughts create our lives. Our thoughts create our conditions. Our material outer reality is only the point at which our thoughts, our desire nature, our value systems, soul qualities have become materialized or objectified. Change your thoughts and you change your conditions. When we understand how our thoughts determine and create all the forms in the material world with which we are concerned for our human progression, then when we understand the principle of how thought creates, then we can apply this principle on a more immediate level, which is why the ascendant masters and the yogis and the space people who live perfectly in harmony with divine consciousness are able to express their thoughts immediately. There is no obstruction between what they conceive of the laws of the manifestation which bring those thoughts into activity. I repeat this. There is no obstruction between what they conceive of and the laws of manifestation which bring those thoughts into activity. Thus we realize that nothing in the material world could exist unless it first existed in the invisible realm of thoughts, which is consciousness, which is God. Not even the button on our shirt could exist unless it first existed in the invisible realm of thoughts, in the consciousness of the creator of the button, whoever he or she was, where it was just as real in his or her consciousness, in his or her mind, the creator of the button, as it is now a material, tangible object, a button, which we all use each day. One step further, not even the clothing on our person would we be wearing it unless we first, what? Thought about putting it on. Thinking about putting the clothing on is in the all-invisible realm of thoughts from which everything comes and to which everything returns. All that we ever do is express concepts, ideas from out of our consciousness and make them manifest in the material world. Think of the endless inventions that have been created. Imagine what mankind has brought upon this planet, the great cities, the buildings, the highways, the electrical inventions. All of these were first conceived in the mind of man, in his invisible consciousness that animated his physical brain. He first thought them into existence, and then he went about bringing the material substance together according to the will of his ideas and create a working, usable form. Thus, the laws of physics and the laws of the mind are inextricably connected. One cannot be separated from the other. Realize that inventions are the result of the materialization of human thoughts.